John S. Doyle is here next with what it says in the papers.
The Irish Times reports in its lead story that the government will move as early as this morning to begin relocating asylum seekers from tents in the Grand Canal area of Dublin. And as we have since heard, an operation to move people from the canal banks where over 100 tents had been pitched by people seeking international protection has been completed a short time ago. There are more tents in the Times' front page photo, but they are on the lawn in Trinity College Dublin, seen in an aerial view by Neil Carson. Student protesters have been encamped there over the university's ties to Israel and are to end their protest following talks with Trinity management. As the paper notes, the campus in Dublin city centre has been closed to the public since Friday night because of the protest. The Irish Independence front page photograph is of the broadcaster Dhiren Garrahy, who announced yesterday that she is leaving her RTE 2FM morning slot. But the paper says that RTE did not rule out her returning to host Dancing with the Stars, as she did last year. The Independent leads with a new study by the Economic and Social Research Institute, which suggests that half of Irish adults will not change what they eat or how much they drive to help combat climate change. Caroline O'Doherty writes that scientists said the study warns that the government must come clean with the public about the high emissions cost of eating meat while also dramatically improving public transport options. The Irish Examiner leads with the same ESRI study and highlights the finding that the public is unaware of carbon emissions impact. Owen English writes that while many people here have tried to reduce their carbon footprint, there are misunderstandings about the impact of actions they are taking, with a fifth of people who travel by car unaware that driving is a source of carbon emissions. The Irish Daily Mail reports that women standing in next month's elections are being advised by Gardaí to avoid the dark, canvass in pairs and turn off all social media comments. Two support groups for female election candidates, Women for Election and See Her Elected, have come together with the Gardaí to issue the new safety guidance, Aisling Maloney writes. Female politicians contacted by the paper said the guidelines were welcome, but they were disheartened that they were required in the first place. The Irish Farmers Journal reports that TB herd incidence has exceeded 5% for the first time in over a decade, as the disease continues to worsen on farms. Ireland Under Threat is the title of an 8-page special report in the Irish Daily Star. The alleged threats range from drugs to climate change. And there's an interview with Cathal Berry, TD, a former Army Ranger, who told Michael O'Toole that the waters around Ireland have been surrendered to international drugs cartels. Our waters are like the Wild West, says the headline. The waters around Sandymount Strand in Dublin are the subject of a report in The Times. Olivia Kelly writes that Dublin Port Company has abandoned plans to build a multi-storey shipping container terminal opposite the Strand. A revised plan to be announced today proposes a smaller freight facility with no stacking of containers. However, the paper reports the Minister for Transport, Eamon Ryan, said he did not want any form of container trailer park on the land, which should instead be used to extend the existing nature reserve adjoining new apartments on the glass bottle site.
John S. Doyle,